USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A federal judge on Monday halted the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, although the ruling only applies to 10 states. The mandate, promulgated earlier this month by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, required approximately 17 million workers to get a jab or face termination. But Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services lacks the authority to impose such a broad mandate, says U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp. President Biden asked Americans to put their masks back on in anticipation of a mild but more transmissible variant of COVID-19 that's been labeled Omicron.
And as additional protections, please wear your mask when you're indoors in public settings around other people. It protects you. It protects those around you.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose Go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Informed consent is a principle in medical ethics and medical law that a patient should have sufficient information before making their own free decisions about their medical care. In the case of the COVID-19 injections, the package insert is blank. Dr. Naomi Wolf joined Steve Bannon on the War Room on Monday morning.
You know, we've all lost sight of the fact that according to every law in every democracy, you need full informed consent.
Naomi Wolf warned Fauci that the investigations are coming. He will not be given a pass from the American public once they understand what he has done. The United States is pressing Canada to commit medical units and drones to United Nations missions at a peacekeeping summit in South Korea next week, and to come up with a 200-strong force from the U.S. on the eve of the high-level meeting in Seoul. Joe Biden's administration wants allies to renew their commitment to peacekeeping. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Jussie Smollett trial began Monday in Chicago.
Jury selection started today in the trial of former Empire star Jussie Smollett, who is accused of making false police reports to authorities that he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack in 2019. 39-year-old Smollett was indicted on 6 counts last year by a Cook County, Illinois grand jury.
That Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. My concern is that hate crimes will now publicly be met with a level of skepticism.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson goes on to say Mr. Smollett allegedly paid two brothers $3,500 to stage the attack. The brothers have confessed to the plot. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After leaving for more than 5 months, Iran returned to talks on a nuclear deal on Monday in Vienna, doubling down on its demand that sanctions must be lifted to salvage the deal. In June, the talks between Tehran and 6 other parties, the UK, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the EU, were put on hold because Iran had a new hardline president at the time. The new president appointed a delegation for the negotiations with maximalist demands, including calls for the United States to unfreeze $10 billion in assets as an initial goodwill gesture, Iran's foreign minister said in a video message released Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.